Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. I'd like to welcome in our first guest today, Rebecca Munink, and we are talking about children's health and some issues that we really want to get on top of in this state, some problems that maybe a little bit worse than any of us imagined in terms of toxic chemicals, and not only interfering with children's normal growth, but costing the state billions of dollars in the process. Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Jack. I'm doing well. How are you?
Just fine. Tell us a little bit about this research.
Right. Well, today we released a study called The Price of Pollution, and essentially what we did is we know that there's a substantial amount of evidence showing children are being harmed by toxic chemicals. But now, after this study, we know that the cost is not just borne by families here in Michigan, but also the state. And what the study does is it estimates that for just four types of preventable childhood diseases, which include lead poisoning, asthma, pediatric cancers, and neurodevelopment disorders, the state is forking out $5.85 billion annually.
That's billion with a B, you said,
billion,
right?
With a B, almost $6 billion annually for just these four types of illnesses, and just for the part that's attributable to environmental factors.
And how many children are affected by this?
Oh, this is millions of children, and it differs disease by disease. I mentioned four different types of diseases. Again, lead poisoning, asthma, pediatric cancer, and neurodevelopmental disorders. For example, with lead poisoning, we are the sixth worst state here in Michigan, unfortunately, for lead poisoning rates. And so this is touching many, many families around the state.
The sixth worst, you said?
That's right.
All right. This report released by the Michigan Network for Children's Environmental Health and the Ecology Center. Tell us a little bit about those groups.
Right. I am the Environmental Health Campaign Director for both the Ecology Center and the network, the Michigan Network for Children's Environmental Health. The Ecology Center works on various environmental issues at the state and national level. And the Michigan Network for Children's Environmental Health is a really interesting coalition that's comprised of the leading health organizations, such as the Michigan Nurses Association, the Michigan chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Learning Disabilities Association in Michigan, and environmental organizations such as our own, the Ecology Center. And all of these organizations work in coalition to protect children from hazardous chemicals in consumer products and in the environment.
All right, I'm just guessing that most of this damage is man-made and preventable.
Right, it is. And that's really what this study looked at, is what can be attributed to our, coming from consumer products or lead paint in houses, for example, with lead poisoning, or other environmental factors that are coming from manufacturing or household uses of chemicals.
All right. Not that I want to put a price tag on children's health. I don't believe you can do that. But In terms of the cost savings for Michigan, $5.85 billion each year, how much is it going to cost to correct these problems?
You know, Jack, I'm not certain about that. It would really be different for each disease category.
Are we talking about tearing down a lot of buildings, infrastructure changes?
No, I think we can do a lot with actually looking forward rather than looking back.
Okay.
One of the issues that we work on here at the Ecology Center and in the network is looking for providing incentives for something called green chemistry, which is a system of producing products and processes that are environmentally more benign and healthier for children. And so that actually, Michigan is a leader in the area of green chemistry, mm-hmm. and we actually have some job growth potential here if we incentivize producing products that are environmentally friendly and looking forward rather than looking back. So I'd like to focus on that and mm-hmm. the fact that not only would we save all of this money in direct costs, which the study looked at in terms of hospital bills, but also indirect costs, which we considered in our study, which includes missed school days, where consequently parents have to take time off of work, and very, very sadly, lost earning potential for children who die prematurely because of these diseases.
All right. We've put number figures to this, and you've talked about the four primary childhood diseases caused by these problems. But what's causing the problem? What is the environmental hazard stemming from? Is it existing structures? Is it paint? Is it other chemicals?
That's a great question. And again, it differs a little bit for each of these categories. For lead poisoning, for example, that is 100% attributable to environmental factors. And largely that is coming from lead paint in homes. For other disorders, such as asthma, pediatric asthma rates, that's coming from the indoor and outdoor air environment. So it may be coming from diesel fumes, or it may be coming from things that are off-gassing in the home, furniture and carpeting. What we see as a solution is reforming the way that we make our policies, both in Michigan and at the national level, so that we're using these safer products and we're phasing out outdated ways of producing products that have this environmental and health impact.
So you see this as evolutionary change, where new construction and buildings are brought up to code, and not a matter of going in and just ripping things apart.
Right, and I think it's careful to note that, particularly in when you mention ripping things apart, that the abatement for lead in homes must be done very carefully, and the EPA has come out with new standards for that. And building folks in the building trades should keep that in mind. Folks who are going to do something in their own home and home improvement should pay special attention to how to properly renovate their homes.
Rebecca Munich, the Michigan Network for Children's Environmental Health, our guest, and we are talking about costs to the state of Michigan of $5.85 billion each year, not counting the tremendous loss in terms of children's health associated with these problems. Where do you go politically with this, Rebecca?
Well, that's a fantastic question. We at the network have been working right here in Michigan on a piece of legislation that would be a good first small step in the right direction, and that's called the Children's Safe Products Act. What that act would do is it would give Michigan families a right to know what toxic chemicals are in children's products. Right now, we've done quite a bit of testing in-house and in various communities across the state, and you can't really tell by looking at a product on the shelf whether or not it contains lead, mercury, arsenic, cadmium, or other chemicals. And what we've heard from families around the state is that they would like to know. They're intelligent and would like to be able to make informed decisions on what they're purchasing for their children. This certainly will not solve the entire problem, but it's popular with families who really would like to make one step in the right direction. And we're urging the Michigan Senate to pass this legislation as soon as possible.
Is this going to be partisan, would you guess?
You know, it was bipartisan in the House. And so we're hoping, we don't see it as a partisan issue, and we're working across the aisle with Democrats and Republicans. And think that we can find some common ground, because children's health simply should not be a partisan issue.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time. Rebecca Munich, the Michigan Network for Children's Environmental Health. If any of our listeners would like more information, where can they get that?
They can reach us at our website, which is www.mnceh.org.
MNCEH.org.
That's right.
All right. Thank you very much, Rebecca.
Thank you, Jack.
All right. We'll be right back with more. We're going to talk with Jesse Wertley Adler about the Grand River Connection and a lot of other things going on in and around Lansing. We'll be right back in just a moment on 1320 WILS.